This is Cybercrime Magazine's Cybercrime Wire, Cherokee Boose reports.
Lawfare journalist and senior staff researcher Nicholas Weaver shares his solution to eradicate the ransomware plague by using a strategy that halted a string of late 2000s spamvertised pharmaceutical scam operations. He claims a group he was previously a member of showed Pfizer how to eliminate the Viagra spam problem by having pharmaceutical companies work in conjunction with credit card companies to prevent the scammers from processing payments, and he believes a similar measure applied towards Bitcoin payments will be key in the fight against ransomware. Security specialist Jake Moore of We Live Security shares his experience of a recent social engineering hack that led to a full-on SIM swap of his test victim. When discussing cell phone account protection measures, Moore states, "One should never use anything linked to you in your PIN codes or passwords, and, where possible, replace SMS-based two-factor authentication with an authenticator app or physical security key," stating that would have stopped him from gaining access to the mobile phone account, but more importantly, it would have stopped him from changing the account passwords. If you've been listening to our recent briefings, you may recall our reports last month covering the WhatsApp policy debacle, debating will they or will they not limit user features if users do not comply with their new privacy policy, which allows information sharing with parent company Facebook. Well, The Verge reports they've decided not to limit user functionality and have quoted a WhatsApp spokesperson in the statement to The Verge saying, "Given recent discussions with various authorities and privacy experts, we want to make clear that we will not limit the functionality of how WhatsApp works for those who have not yet accepted the update." And they continue to add that this is the plan moving forward indefinitely. Bringing you the latest cybercrime news, I'm Cherokee Boost, reporting for Cybercrime Magazine.
This is the Cybercrime Wire, brought to you by Cybercrime Magazine. Visit cybercrimewire.com for more hacks, breaches, and the latest on the cyber economy.